Chapter 12 Singing a Different Tune. A few days later, Mayor Mayor held a big celebration in the Ponyville Town Square for the winners of the herding competition. DJ Pone 3 was playing music, and every pony was dancing and drinking apple cider. Two of their very own had triumphed over the best sheep herders in Equestria. Even though first place had gone to Winona and Applejack, it seemed Angel was so happy that he had not taken off his red second-place ribbon since the competition. Mayor Mayor presented the winners to the town, and Fluttershy stood up on the stage next to Angel. She wasn't even the slightest bit nervous. When the Ponytones quartet got up on stage to sing a celebratory tune, Fluttershy even joined in for a few verses. When you do, dooby-doo, what's in your heart, heart, apple cart, they sang. The sky's no limit for what you can do, do, dooby-doo. The Ponytones swayed back and forth. Angel Bunny danced around with his red ribbon. Whether you're flat-hoofed, feathered, or furred, you, you, just you, you've got the stuff, dooby-doo-wop, to lead the herd. When the song ended, two tall ponies with red manes made their way to the front. One of them had a mustache. The residents of Ponyville knew that neither of them was to be trusted. Say, Mayor Mayor, is that a special bunny you've got up there? The mayor looked down at Flim and Flam through her glasses. Well, yes, Angel Bunny's just one. He looks marvelous, said Flim. Fabulous, chirped Flam. Glorious, they said together. Young pony, I've got a proposition for you. Would you like your pet to join our incredible bunny cabaret? Flam leaned in close to Fluttershy. We're always on the search for new talent. Flim winked. Rising stars like him.
Oh, I don't know. Well, Angel?
Fluttershy turned to Angel. He looked up at her with wide, intense eyes. Then the little bunny turned straight to the two brothers, stuck his tongue out, and shook his head. Every pony laughed.
Come on, pal, Flim begged. We'll put on a whole new show just for you.
Ahem.
Fluttershy cleared her throat and turned to Flim and Flam with a sly smile.
No,
she said loud enough for every pony in the whole town to hear.
Woohoo! Go, Fluttershy! Tell 'em!
As the ponies pushed Flim and Flam away from the crowd, Angel jumped up next to the DJ booth and started to spin a tune. DJ Pone 3 smiled and stepped aside, letting the bunny try his paw at a new skill.
This song is awesome,
Rainbow Dash exclaimed, shaking her tail back and forth to the beat.
Angel's a pretty sweet spinner.
Looks like you might have a sheep-herding DJ Bunny on your hooves now, Twilight Sparkle laughed, bobbing her head in time with the music. Applejack, Rarity, and Pinkie Pie joined in, and soon every pony in the whole town was dancing.
Maybe,
Fluttershy giggled, looking up at her bunny in admiration.
I bet there's all sorts of new skills he'll want to try out now. I don't care if he herds sheep, or bakes cookies, or makes music. As long as he's doing what he loves, he'll always be number one to me.
That'll do, Fluttershy, said Applejack with a smirk. That'll do.
Belinda hopes you enjoyed the reading of Fluttershy and the Fine Furry Friends Fair, My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, Book 6, written by G.M. Barrow and read by Tracy Petrillo. Our audiobooks are hugely popular all around the world. If you really enjoyed this audiobook, make sure you introduce your friends to it, or even better, listen to audiobooks with your friends. If you want to hear more, there's more available online at belinda.com, or you can write to us. If you like, we can forward your letters on to our famous authors and narrators. We know they are always happy to hear from you. Thanks for listening, and remember to always take a Belinda audiobook with you.